Hi, it's Nancy from the library, and we're back to air the second year of the Page One Writing Contest. It's time to fill your ears with the works of our very creative community. Here's page one of 2023 Page One Writing Contest winner, Under the Long White Cloud. The water is cold, opaque, the color of overbrewed tea, and it's up to my knees. Duffer's Creek. How appropriate, I think. Duffer being New Zealand slang for an amateur prospector, which is most certainly what I am. I clutch my black metal gold pan and stumble towards a cut in the bank where I can scoop out some gravel and possibly find a few flakes of the yellow stuff among the pebbles. Just a few, I pray silently. Just enough to keep Graham encouraged. Just enough to stave off one of his terrifying black moods. Moods that always presage a demand that I wire my bank in the States for another infusion of cash. My legs ache so badly I can barely navigate the rocky bed of the creek. My throat aches, too, but I can't allow myself to cry. That would show weakness, and like a predator waiting for its chosen prey to falter, Graham would notice and pounce on me, lambasting me for being a spoiled yank, not fit for real work. But I can't help myself. I'm too tired, too scared, too alone in this wild piece of bush in a barely tamed country, and there is no more money to placate my volatile Kiwi husband. Worse yet, I can't go home. Home no longer exists. My house in Del Mar is sold, along with my furniture, my books, my family's antiques, my past. I'm up Sheep Creek in Westland, New Zealand, and I've lost everything, including my self-confidence. Great gulping sobs arise unbidden and unwanted from somewhere deep inside, and I lurch forward, off balance, and collapse sideways, waist deep in the frigid water. I can't move, can't do anything but allow the accumulated misery of the last 3 months to well up and out of me like the final bubbles of air from a drowning person. I don't think about hypothermia or about being swept downstream, pulled under by the weight of my backpack. I don't think about anything. I just cry, if you can call such shuddering spasms crying. And then, with no warning, the racking sobs cease, and the sick, empty feeling in my belly abates. A fierce voice echoes in my head. F*** it. F*** it all. Everything's gone. There's nothing left to lose. I scrabble for a foothold on the stony creek bottom and rise from the dark water. I'm smiling as I wade towards the exposed creek bank that may or may not contain gold-bearing gravel. Why worry? Graham can't take anything else from me. He's already got it all. I'm wrong, of course, but I won't find out how terribly wrong until much later. Under the Long White Cloud by Susan Washburn is one of the winners of the second annual Page One Writing Contest. To read the rest of this story, you'll have to ask them about it. Thanks to our sponsors, Marie's Bookshop, Friends of the Library, KDUR, KSUT, and the Durango Public Library. And thanks to all of you who submitted your work this year. Well done. Keep writing and keep reading.